The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All right, breaking news. I don't like this at all. It's kind of breaking. It's just popping out. Chris Paul of the Suns. God damn it. He's got the COVID. Possibly. And the hell, and so here I've looked up like what the NBA's policy for it is the same as it was last year, which is basically you're going to go into the protocol for like 7 to 10 days, and if he's got and this is Chris Paul's luck. I think the stat was like 7 of his 11 trips to the playoffs he's been injured or out during the playoffs. He went in just fine and then got hurt somehow or another going into the playoffs, and so this is just like his shoulder popping out in game 1. Against the Lakers, you're like, this guy is a postseason jinx. If he's got the COVID, Chris Paul's going to have the worst case of COVID ever. How in the world? It's not a thing anymore.
Well, there's the articles I was reading doesn't state whether or not he's vaccinated.
It, right. Right. And that's the thing they don't like.
So if he's vaccinated, his time in the quarantine will be shorter.
But we don't know if Chris Paul is vaccinated.
Right.
And how are you not? I know that your work can't force you to do it. But if I felt pressure by my work to go get it done just so it keeps people happy, he has to feel it.
Yeah, let alone if you get it, what would happen to your squad?
He may not be able to play the start of the Western Conference Finals. If the Jazz Clippers go 6 games, the Western Conference Finals start Sunday. If it goes 7, it starts Tuesday. And he would not be allowed to go to Sunday for sure right now.
Come on, 7 games.
Yeah, so you got to root for the 7-game series and the other thing. Chris Paul, on getting vaccinated, said, I think all these situations are personal decisions. This was him being asked a long time ago. Says they'll keep talking about it. You're not allowed to ask. You're not allowed to be part of it. So, Chris Paul, how do you get COVID? Like, all I've done is just hang out in big crowds lately. I'm going to the Suns games. I'm going to the H&H ranch with people I don't know. Kevin Ray took me to some guy's apartment. Not like that.
What?
Sounds worse.
Oh,
well, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Whoa. Something else.
Suns announcer Kevin Ray took me to this guy named Al McCoy's apartment, and all he kept doing was giving me Shazams, which is just a dry fingering. But I went to strangers' places. I've gone to restaurants that are packed. I mean, there's like 200 cases a day. You have to try to get it right now. How is it? And if he's exposed, everybody in Denver and Phoenix, and he was up in the crowd hugging everybody at the end of the game.
Yep.
I mean, it was his family, but still. It's hard to catch COVID right now. It's pretty much over. We go everywhere. There's people all over the place. Just open New York and L.A. We're done with it. It's the cold now. We got to stop all this, what do they call that, virtue signal. What do they call that?
Is that what it is?
Everybody acts like they're holier than thou and goes through all the.
I've seen a bunch of articles on it lately that it's pandemic theater now.
That's what this is.
It's all theatrics.
Because the NBA can't afford to have this turn into like a 7 or 8 person thing, but it's already too late. If we know Chris Paul's got it, then it's already theater. So why the whole team has to get tested?
Just by knowing this, we probably all have to get tested.
You think? Well, I've been in a building with the guy in the last couple of weeks. Who knows what kind of trickle up that is? I have been in that suite with Kevin Ray at the game. It was over full. There was like, I took a sip of somebody else's drink on accident. There were so many drinks on the table. Like, oh, I've got something. We all laughed. Ah, you got the COVID. It's all right. I took the shots. But if Chris Paul doesn't have the shots as Black Cloud as he has been through playoffs, and that wasn't racist.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I know. All right, we'll play some Chicago on that one.
I got you.
As Dark Cloud, I can't say anything. As unlucky as Chris Paul has been. You didn't get the shot, Chris? You're anti-vax? You're, come on. The whole city's feelings and emotions are riding on this. And you're going to go, well, you know, it's a personal choice. I don't...
Larry Fitzgerald was in that building.
You could have killed Larry Legend. Ah. You know who has it, I guarantee you, is that Facundo Palazzo or whatever that guard for the Nuggets. They probably injected him
loaded
because he was over-guarding people. Like, he wasn't even good at defense, but he'd go rub up against you. And people blow by him like, what's this about? This little Argentinian wants to dry hump me every time I have the ball. He wasn't even going for the ball. I think it's a Nuggets
20
thing.
Seconds left. They're down by 20.
Yeah.
And fouling like crazy.
And he's just dry humping whoever has the ball. I'm like, get Facundo off me. Hey, Facundo, knock it off. It's a pandemic out there. What was the numbers yesterday, Brett? Like 250 people had the COVID?
Let's look.
In a state of 7 million?
Yeah, I think we had 3 deaths the other day.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's a bummer. But
they've been hanging around for a long time.
Yeah.
That didn't just happen overnight.
3?
Nah. Well, I'm just saying, look, we're getting to the point where the numbers are no longer, we're numb to the only 3 deaths. That's fine. You know, it's, unless it's yours, it's not going to bother you too much because we all, death happens every day. I hate to break it to you. You can't be too sensitive about it. Something's killing somebody every single goddamn day.
Yeah, 423.
With 423 cases yesterday.
Day before it was like 300 though.
Yeah. So we're pulling 300 or 400, and that's after the Memorial Day. That's the surge.
Yeah.
Chris Paul has to try to go get it. God damn it, Chris Paul. Why didn't anybody in the Suns organization bubble wrap his ass? Also, conspiracy theory Johnny comes into play here. The NBA sure does love a storyline when they're looking at Utah versus Phoenix for their TV ratings. Salt Lake City versus Phoenix is not good national basketball. So if you start getting into the whole, hey, Suns are missing their point guard. Oh, boy. You might get some eyes on the game that weren't going to watch before. So it all could be more theater, NBA theater, and Chris Paul makes a Willis Reed-style recovery.
Plays game one with an N95 on.
He's got the mask and goes to the sidelines to get ventilated every once in a while. They got to go right into the lungs. They intubate. He's going to be intubated throughout halftime and then back with his 95.
Give him that Bane mask and let him come out of the locker room
whatever.
With that.
Put him in one of those old-timey diving scuba outfits.
They're going to be able to make some light material now, right?
Oh, the whole city is going to be pretty pissed off about this. Anyway. And Chris Paul, if you didn't get vaccinated, we're mad as a town. Look, I can understand your feelings politically about I don't want to get vaccinated. I've said it before. If I was a black guy or an Indian, I'd have questions about any time the government wanted to just give me a free shot. It's free. Oh, no, thank you. No. Come on, Indians. We'll give it to you first. Okay, that's enough. Remember when they were going to shoot up and give it?
Yeah.
Give it to all the Indians first. Indians and old people. Okay, nope. Okay. Hi, how are you? Time for you to go. So I get it. But at this point, nobody's going to try to kill you, Chris Paul. If it was a thing to try to commit some sort of atrocities towards races, we'd have started low level. We're not going after Chris Paul. That's going to make it obvious. You're getting the white guy one. If there is a conspiracy, you're getting the rich white old man one. Because rich white old men pay to see you. You are a catalyst to more and more money.
Is on the line.
Yeah, trust me, you're getting the rich white. If anything, I'm getting the bad one. I'm getting the nanobots to get rid of my stupid mouth. You're getting the good one, Chris Paul. It's a personal decision. I hope it comes out that he was vaccinated. If it doesn't, he's going to... Oh, they're going to have a field day with him.
Burn the town down.
They're going to kill him. And it won't be Phoenix. It'll be ESPN, the national media, everybody. And especially because, you know, like the virtue signaling that the NBA's done about how safe they've been and the commercials of them Cloroxing the rims. And, you know, we're taking this very seriously as we invite fans back in. Meanwhile, the players aren't covered in the stuff. And with the vaccine, with most of us having it, it's the effing cold. I'd hug Chris Paul right now.
Yeah, if you get it with the vaccine, it's nothing.
for most people, is nothing without it.
For most people, yeah.
And it's still a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. The doctors
are
still
scared. I'm
going
to go Brady here. Yeah. There's plenty that have trouble with it.
Sure are, Toledo.
There's tons of them. We've got numbers to back that up. Brady usually says that about something asinine.
That's okay.
He knows a friend who did it. And,
just clarifying.
I know plenty of people who lost both legs and they grew back.
Nope, you don't.
Amen to that, boys.
It's the worst argument in court history. But bottom line is, at this point, we all kind of know. All right. It's over. Can we make the announcement? If L.A. is saying we can do whatever we want, if New York, and they've been kind of rooting for this thing so they can grandstand on how safe they've been, even though they've killed just as many people as anybody else. It's over. How does Chris Paul have
one more? We're not taking beach money away this year.
No.
Open it.
It's a hot summer. Phoenix, it's 118 in June. We need to get these people over to San Diego. Stat. And they're running. I can't imagine how bad the service is going to be at the restaurants in San Diego in the next couple weeks.
Unbelievable.
Because California's been handing out money like crazy. Yep. These people don't want to go back and wait tables. They're going to have half a staff and a restaurant just chock full of people from Chandler.
I am the customer.
We have three waiters and 6,000 people to serve you, dick. Stupid Zonies.
Yeah, all you assholes decided to come the same weekend.
Show up because 118 where you live, just because you live in a firebox, doesn't mean you have to ruin my life. Oh, we're coming, California. We are coming. And we're bringing Chris Paul with us. We're going to shut you down again. God damn it. Well, that's disappointing all the way around. Now we have to know whether or not Chris Paul's got the shot. And I think at this point, they'd have told us.
I'm leaning on no. No, I don't think
because it would have come out in the first story. Don't worry about it. He's vaccinated. Yeah. The whole reason this is like he's in the protocol.
And he would have said, I would recommend getting it.
Right. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, if he has COVID, the deal is he misses 10 days because they're sticking with the old thing.
10 days, not 10 games.
10 days. 10 days, okay. Right. If he missed 10 games,
We're done.
But 10 days out for sure. Can't be part of practices, can't be in the facility, can't do anything. If he's got it. If he's just exposed to it, they do like a five-day thing and then test.
But the article did say that he's already been in protocol, so who knows how many
days.
A couple days in.
Just got to know. So maybe he'll be back. Like if he tests positive 4 or 5 times before Sunday, be fine. But it could be like that John Rahm guy for golf, which I still don't understand the PGA's thing. We'll test you before, get you out there, play around, and at the end we'll tell you your results. And they're like, wait a minute, why did you send
him free? Sunday rolls on, they have a winner, and you don't hear anything about it afterwards.
But Saturday, he got tested?
Yeah. Like,
we're going to test you for that COVID. We're very serious about this. All right, go make your tea time. What do you? If you're testing and you're worried that he's got it, or
he's got the results back. Hey, he had a great round.
But you don't get it back till after. If you're testing, you're like, well, he didn't. Yesterday he was fine. Today he's got it. Go tell him. But you still sent him out there. You're not really that concerned.
That was Justin Turner with the Dodgers, though, too, last year in the World Series.
Hilarious. Right in the middle of the game, you got COVID. And then when they win it all, he's out there celebrating with them.
Right.
Anyway, it didn't matter. Like, well, look, we're not going anywhere. I'm going to give my whole team the COVID. Oh, Chris Paul, you're about to get lambasted if you don't have that vaccine. Oh, and the self-righteous nonsense that's going to go around.
We can't. We can't lambast.
Yeah, well, we're not supposed to ask. That's the thing.
We got playoff games to win.
Oh, we won't do it. The national media will kill him.
Can't wait to hear Barkley on this one.
Oh, let's get that shot. What's wrong with you, Chris Paul? You got to get... Unbelievable. This knucklehead. Unbelievable.
I told him to get shot. He said he wasn't going to get it.
You see the Foo Fighters had their concert?
Did you see what happened outside?
Yeah. Ricky Schroeder showed up with a bunch of people in signs because the Foo Fighters did it.
You see what was written on the signs?
What? I didn't see it.
Well, I didn't see it.
So the Foo Fighters Tuesday night had a vaccination. Was it in Agora Hills? Was that Illinois?
I think so.
I think it was. So they did a vaccinated people only show. You had to prove you were vaccinated to go to the Foo Fighters show to get tickets. You had to have proof of to get in your
card.
I got mine.
Yeah,
which didn't do me any good at the UFC. I'm like, I got my vaccination card. Now we have to prove you don't have COVID today. I'm like, you're idiots. So they did a vaccine card for just vaccinated people. Well, outside, Ricky Schroeder got furious. And I don't even know if he wanted to go, but Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoon shows up with signs and a bunch of anti-vaxxers protesting that they couldn't go to the Foo Fighters because they didn't get the shot. Well, that's part of being a cause.
They're also doing, like, if you don't have the shot, like I heard there was a section, some of the smaller concerts, but you have to pay $1,000 for a ticket.
But the food did a thing where it's like, you're not getting in.
Yeah, unless you have a card, you're in.
It's a vaccine-only shot or thing. And the people who are anti-vaxxers are mad. But if you're an anti-vaxxer in today's world, good on you, but you're going to miss out on some stuff because of the decision you made. It's just going to be the way. What do the signs say? I can't even say what it says.
One says human kidney cells in the vaccine.
Okay.
This one says modern segregation. Vax people check, non-vax people X. No entry.
Right. Because you've decided to take a stand against the majority. And I'm all for you doing it. But that means some of the stuff you're going to have to sacrifice. And this is one of them.
And then they're
using... Why is Ricky Schroeder so mad about it?
They're using Foo Fighters lyrics. I'm looking to the sky to save me unless I'm not vaccinated.
That doesn't rhyme. Girl wrote a better tune than that.
The other girl that has a page written on her poster.
And that chick's
going to take you 10 minutes to read that.
I'd take my chances with that hippie right there.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I would take some COVID chances. I don't know. From my vantage point, maybe as I got closer, I wouldn't. I don't like those long dresses. I think they're hiding cellulite. You think that's what's going on there, too? I'm not talking about the one in the shorts.
No, I know.
It looks like somebody like somebody's disgusting aunt. I'm not interested in that. She's in her 40s, for God's sakes.
40s?
What's the matter with you?
She's in her 60s.
Well, either way. But the hippie that's standing there, kind of cute.
She's all proud. I'm making my point.
I'd rub up against that.
I am an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Ricky Schroeder. Here we are. Face to face.
Why is anybody following Ricky Schroeder? Nobody's cared about him since '86 when the show ended.
He's coming off the big protest at Costco.
Right, but still, even then, people weren't like, all right, rally around Ricky.
I'm going to tour.
Rally around Ricky Schroeder hasn't been a thing, you're right, since the spoons.
It's like following Scott Baio around, too. It's like, all right, thanks, Chachi.
Right, and that's when you knew the Republicans were in trouble when Scott Baio was there. He's a guy.
Here's a wider shot.
U.S. law classifies vaccines as unavoidably unsafe. Open dialogue on vaccines now. Well, there is it's wildly open. Yeah. I'm fine with that. But rally around Ricky Schroeder is going to get you nowhere. Rally around that hippie and then show her that video on how to undress for a man. Well, maybe we got some.
Oh, yeah.
We want it in.
I don't like vaccines.
Me neither.
I'm QAnon.
Oh, yeah, I've looked into that. Look
Do
at that group.
Research.
There's 20 people outside. They made a big stink about it. But yeah, there were anti-vaxxers.
There's a pizza maker for you, Brett, right there on the right.
It's got to
be. That's got to be one of your boys.
Is that what you just called an Italian man?
Yeah.
A pizza maker?
Yeah, why not?
Risky.
He's out there looking for easy chicks.
Here's a pizza maker. Wow. There's a dough tossing wop. Let's take a look at that. You know that guy?
Hey, Noodles,
jeez.
Check this out.
I guess he's taking these dad jokes to heart.
No kidding.
Came out with thorns on it.
I never even came up with any of the dad jokes.
Yeah, I know. He's the one who's probably been the most sympathetic to your bastardness.
Jesus.
He's the one that's been hurt by them more than me.
Yeah, you're the one stinging bread. There's a pizza maker, he says, as he looks at a photo of what could be an Italian.
Settle down, Noki.
Wow. That guy's covered in sauce and domestic violence. He's probably one of yours. Looks like he works for waste management. Anyway, if you decide to say, I'm going to take a stand against vaccines, in what is clearly a nation that has said, all right, most of us are cool with vaccines, then you're going to pay the prices when there's vaccine parties. You can't. It's the same bitch I have about when women get mad that they're not allowed in a men's golf club. You decided to be a woman. It's your choice to not go into our Masters. But it's the same thing. It's like, I'm not going to get a shot. Well, we have this thing where it's only shot people. Well, that's wrong. All right. Well, it doesn't matter.
They reversed it, yesterday for ASU and I believe U of A that, they used to have, you had to show the card.
Right.
And if you didn't have the vaccination, you have to wear a mask to class. The Deuce said, nope, not happening.
Key Custer says, I'm surprised that Dave Grohl is so pro-vax after his friend had that one terrible shot. Key Custer for the win. Funniest listener of the day already. It's not even 7 o'clock and Key's thrown one out of the yard. It's
well, all 25
I'm kind
of
with
Deucey
on that one.
Yeah,
on the college
I
thing.
Do too.
You want to go back in person, then wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but nobody's allowed to ask.
But nobody cares.
Legally, you're not allowed to ask. And that's the other thing, too.
But Deuce is saying you don't need to wear a mask.
Well, that's my point. Like, you can't. It doesn't matter. Like, it's nobody's going to ever find out. It's the same thing like when Joey Caliendo went into the UFC thing. He's got this big box. It's got his EpiPen. And he turned, and they're not. He goes, "What's in the bag?" And he goes, "It's my EpiPen." He goes, "Okay." And the guy's hands went off of it immediately, like it was a bomb. And Joey said, "If I ever wanted to bomb anything, that's what I'd do."
And I'm like, "Don't say that."
Well, no, it's true. They already have the ideas. Trust me, they can't.
Don't
ask.
Don't give the pizza maker these ideas.
You're not allowed to bother people about their health stuff because it's discriminatory, and it's so you can't ask. Are you vaccinated for this? And then Scott Haynes brings up, remember the Jordan game where he had the flu? And they let him play?
Yeah.
The flu kills a lot of people.
Totally viral.
Totally. A messy viral disaster. And he went out there.
Amazing game, what he did there.
He has shoes that sell extra, the flu shoes. They cost more if you want to get them. These are the shoes he wore during the flu game. They're like $1 million.
What?
Yeah. The really? Shoes he wore during the flu game. Not the ones we buy.
Right, right.
The actual ones he wore, the flu shoes.
All 8 pairs.
Yeah.
Jordan was changed them, I think, every quarter.
This one, as a medical professional, I've never been able to discriminate against HIV. Just think there are much more infectious diseases. I don't know what that means.
I've got HIV.
Oh, yeah, me too. You're hot enough. I think they kind of cured that. Yeah, I'm not all that afraid of that. You know, I don't think gay people are as afraid of that as they used to be either, the whole AIDS, HIV. They got enough medicine for it now. It's like, take my chances. There's commercials on every night where that giant Indian transvestite is coming on to that little tiny guy talking about Biktarva or whatever. If you've got HIV, you guys can still blow each other like crazy. And they've got, you know, two dudes in a dress and then one giant Indian. They just mismatch couples. I look at that commercial and laugh because I'm like, none of these relationships are going to make it. The only one that will is the two guys at the end of the interracial gays at the end of the pier. And then the guy playing the drums. Those are the two that I think they're like, okay, they've got that couple has a shot. But they've all got the HIV and none of them seem even upset by it. That's what COVID is now. COVID is, for a while there, we were afraid of it. And now we've got a thing and we should be fine. For Christ's sake, Chris.
It's good. It does seem that HIV, I'm sorry you, unfortunately, you have 30 to 40 years left to live.
Well, that doesn't kill you anymore.
I know.
It's just a thing. It's herpes. And if left untreated, it's going to be awful. But they got the treatments now. It's nowhere near what it used to be. It's still scary. Trust me. You get if somebody says, hey, you've got HIV, you're not going to go, I'm fine with that. You're going to be worried about it because you got to start telling people stories. Yeah, I think the thing worse about that would be the phone calls. Yeah, how you doing? Remember that thing we were at, that Ricky Schroeder rally?
Yeah.
No. I have HIV. And you're an anti-vaxxer, so this is no good. But the Foo Fighters are going to do another show in New York for just vaccinated people.
Another 25 protesters.
And they'll be and Ricky's going to make that flight, too. Ricky Schroeder can't be that upset about anything.
Where's Ricky Schroeder getting this money from? He ain't done nothing since 86. I know he was on NYPD Blue or something for about 5 minutes. But
yeah, he killed it in that, too. He was good in that.
But nobody remembers him in that movie, in that show.
If you watch,
he's Silver Spoons.
He is Silver Spoons. He's first. Silver You're Spoons. Right. If you think Ricky Schroeder, you think Silver Spoons and the Champ.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Pretty great. Yeah.
His independent film.
Nobody saw that, Brady.
I know.
We're talking about things you remember, not B-sides. Schroeder B-sides are going to be a tough pull. But yeah, Silver Spoons, The Champ, and then his days on the NYPD Blue, which is really when the show peaked. I mean, you had the Jimmy Smits years. That was the Dennis Franz show.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. But Ricky was pretty great, too. And he got to bone all the other hot cops, which was really good. And then Mark Paul Gosselaar came on. He was pretty good, too.
Is he the one that showed his ass, or was that Schroeder?
Oh, they all showed their ass.
Did they?
Even Dennis Franz showed his ass at one point.
Yeah, that was a big deal at one point.
Take a look
it?
Back there. That's my ass. Have a gander at that bad boy. All right, NYPD.
Is that the one that showed boob too?
Well, I used to do NYPD Blues Clues on there. I love that. Time for NYPD Blues Clues.
Serial killer. Yeah.
You gonna lawyer up? You want a perp? Huh? You just say words. But yeah, he showed his ass, and then that lady took a shower. The hot redheaded lady took a shower and got naked on TV because ABC and Blachko was like, "Look, we're getting killed by." These TV shows.
ER and all that.
All these great shows that are on. No, not ER, but they were the cable shows were kicking their ass. Because Because they're like, we're not allowed to cuss and we're not allowed to have
Sopranos
nudity
and everything else.
And
yeah.
The Wire and all these great shows were getting killed. This network, we got to change the ways. And so they allowed some ass. That show was phenomenal. Ricky Schroeder was great on that. And I, you know, look, if Ricky Schroeder wanted to hang out, we had him in here once. Brady was going to play tennis with him. He's a good tennis player. But Brady wasn't vaccinated. Or wait, you were vaccinated,
I was,
so he was mad at you. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Schroeder. Well, Chris Paul, this is going to get ugly. Suns fans, I don't like the look of this at all. No Chris Paul against a fully healthy Utah team is going to be nasty.
Max game one, and he'll be back in.
That's what you're saying? That's your Pollyanna view?
Yep.
Wow. Way to jinx
Brady, you don't know Chris Paul's history. The worst part about Chris Paul is it just seems to get worse and worse. Every playoff, something stops him. And it's usually like, you got to be kidding me. Like a hangnail, really? Or an ingrown toenail just dug into your foot for a month and a half?
Conspiracy theories abound.
And Kawhi's got a knee injury. Yeah. Well, how does that help?
Now Utah comes back.
Of course. Well, it's 2-2, that one.
Yeah.
But they got creamed in the last two games.
Well, either way, it doesn't really matter. That one's got to go 7 now. I like Brady's Pollyanna. I, being a realist, assume Chris Paul's going to be intubated by Friday, and we won't see the likes of him till November.
We've lost him.
Yeah, he's done till November. Gone till November. To quote Wycliffe John, he'd be gone till November. Yeah, because that's been Chris Paul's luck. And that, the shoulder thing recovering was like, oh, he dodged it. But of course COVID's going to get the Suns. And you know what else is going to happen? Booker will have it now. We'll find out the whole team is like this weird anti-vax nonsense. Ayton will get it. Jay Crowder's got it. I guarantee you Jay Crowder's got it. Just lives.
Saric will be the only one who does it.
It'll be Dario Saric and Frank Kaminsky. That's going to be our future going in. God damn it. Ah! That's mainly frustrating because I just bought a bunch of playoff tickets for game one, which really sucks because if he's not playing in it, I'm going to go watch a bloodbath for a ton of money. Ah! Mother. Sorry, I went with the wrong button there, but...
Yeah, but the apartment party's going to be...
No, it's going to be... We're going to have masks on, and I'm not going to let anybody in. I didn't know COVID was still around. It's over. How did he catch this? Why are we still afraid of it? He's got a cold. Let him play the Barkley flu game. Barkley had the flu that time, too, and against the Rockets in 94. Played an amazing game of the flu. Jordan had the flu. Amazing game of the flu. It's basically what we got going on here. Ugh. Let him practice with the WNBA team. Nobody cares if they get it. At least get him a ball and get him some time on the court. Let him practice with the ladies because I'd be thrilled if half of that team came down with it. Oh, no, we got to cancel the WNBA games. Oh, darn it. That season ticket holder is going to be upset. Nobody cares. But would you go to all vaccinated? Would you get vaccinated for a thing to see your favorite band?
Yeah,
I would too. I mean, I'm not against it, but like, but you don't know what the vaccine is. Like, you have to take a shot to get
like
this.
A new vaccine.
Yeah,
comes
like,
out.
Look, we're taking chances. This COVID-20 is out, and they've got the vaccine, but it's only available like that day, and they make you get it to go see the Foo. And it'll be the last time you get to meet the Rolling Stones and see their show and hang out with them for a day.
Meet and greet if you take a shot.
Meet and greet if you take a shot.
That gets a little fishy for me.
I'd do that. Especially with the Rolling Stones.
Wait a minute.
If anybody's proof that you can't die from drugs, it's the Rolling Stones.
They're not vaccinated.
I would share a needle with Keith Richards.
Oh, you know Keith Richards isn't vaccinated.
There you go, mate. Put it in your vein. That was just in your arm. I'm fine. We're good, man. Don't worry about it. You're going to make it. Okay.
He's over you. Hey. You're in the hospital bed.
Yeah. Hey, I hear you got a thing. How surprising, because we had the shared vaccination. My blood, your blood, you know all that. Hey, mate. Sorry about that. Looks like I'm immune to it. I wonder if he got the vaccine.
No way.
No, I don't think
Why?
So.
Why?
Yeah, what's
Why?
The point? Keith, you got to get the vaccine, Keith. We're not going to the road without it. Well, all right, Mick. You got it. I'll get that right on it. Hey, look, I've got a needle in my arm now. All right. I'm taking my vaccines, Mick. That'd be hilarious.
When they go on tour, they really don't have to worry about, exposing people because they take an entire floor of the whatever resort they're staying in.
Yeah, all of it. All right, Keith. The doctor's here, Skip. He's going to administer vaccines. I don't like needles, mate. You got to have a drug addict. Anyway, fire away, boy. What you got? Put some milk in that. I hate strong bones. I inject me milk. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, nah, this is on my mind now, this Chris Paul thing. I mean, the tickets I was going to sell are going to be worth half. Crap. Miraculous recovery, Superman. But, yeah, I've count on it later today when we find out Chris Paul, because I think Brady's right. The story would have come out. Don't worry about it. Chris Paul's been vaccinated. The fact that it's out and he's in protocol tells me he's not, and they're just waiting to see how his body reacts. God damn it. Idiot. Larry was listening to something hilarious yesterday. I go into his office, and he's got some murder podcast going. I said, what are you listening to? And he goes, Vanished on September 10th. And I'm like, I know exactly where that person is. He goes, yeah, it's about this guy who disappeared September 10th in New York. And I'm like, nobody heard from him after September 10th. And I'm like, I know where he is.
Yep. Dust.
The bottom. No. He used a credit card. Like the last time they saw him, September 10th, he used a credit card. And then nobody heard from him again.
September 10th.
Right. He was taking a walk somewhere around the incident. He got lost
in
the shovel.
There was a thing, Larry, that happened. Yeah,
there was a mall. He might have been doing some sightseeing. Next thing you know, he's on the 110th floor. He's like, uh-oh. I know exactly how this happened. He's, no. And I'm like, you're going to listen to that whole hour of Vanished on September 10th in New York City and guess? Larry, just fast forward, scrub to the end of that thing and say, of course he's at the bottom. They never found him. He was mummy dust. You don't know that. What do you think happened? You think he was, murder still happened. Okay. You're probably right, but still. Let's just chalk this one up.
To have the bright idea, oh, there's planes. I can get done what I've been planning now.
If I was going to murder September 11th, about noon would have been the day I did it. I mean, it would have been a good chance. Oh, she's lost in the thing. I go down there and try with your wife. That would have been great. Honey, we have to go help. Let's go down there. And you just push her in. Oh, she's a victim. She's
disappeared.
Casualty. She's a casualty.
Vanished.
Oh, I'm going to miss her so much. We went down there she was in the building the whole time. But yeah, lost on September 10th. I'm like, you're wasting your time. I'm like, no, it's a really good story so far. I'm like, of course it is. They're building. He was at some bodega and he bought milk and like he bought stuff for the rest of the week. Right. He didn't know he was going to get murdered by the buildings. Lost on September 10th is a bad show. And sure, there's probably one or two murders. The best one is and I don't know if it's a story of real or if it's a phony one, if it's fiction or not. Is the guy who's supposed to be in the World Trade Center, but he was having a bone session in some place across the way. And he didn't know that the buildings had been attacked. And his girlfriend called him up and said, are you okay? He's like, yeah, why? I said, where are you? I'm at work. What's going on?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear it? Hear what? And he pops the TV on. He's like, uh-oh. So his 9/11 is a different meaning.
Well, I had a meeting somewhere in across town.
Did they say I was at this office?
His guy is like, my 9/11 was 9/11.
I was in my Jersey office 9/11. That day.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, those World Trade Centers. No. I'm at the other ones. I'm at the ones in Hoboken. The Trade Towers. Trade Towers are different than the Trade Center. You don't know. No woman of mine's going to work. You just stay home. I'll be home in a half hour. I hope everybody's all right.
Watch the video on how to undress.
He comes in, dusts himself off.
Man, that was, what a runs day. Down,
does some ash angels. In
rolls around.
Yeah, do some ash angels. What are you doing? Trust me, this is for the best. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible down there, honey.
I'm glad you're all right. Whew. You're covered in ash.
Yeah, I know, because if I was in the building like we talked about.
Why are you going to work? It's the next day. Right. Got some stuff in the office.
I got to go back in there. I think I left my cufflinks in the... Anyway.
My husband never stopped working.
Yeah, he always comes back with ash angels. Found some papers. Get some work done. I think I found my laptop.
I was watching TV. I didn't see you down there at Ground Zero.
I was at the back of it.
Do you want to meet for lunch?
No. No one of mine's going to eat lunch. Anyway. Yeah, that was the best thing. I said, I'm in there with Larry, and he's like totally in. Lost on September 10th. I'm like, everyone at a certain point on September 10th stopped talking to people.
What is it about the day there? I mean, other than he disappeared, how do they carry it on? Like,
well, you know, who's investigating that? Yeah, if you murdered somebody on September 10th, you got away with it. Because the cops were busy starting now, very next day. Start now. We can't look into your... Anybody who called and said, I haven't seen or heard from my husband in a day. On September 11th, if you called the cops and said, I haven't heard from my husband since yesterday. He's in the Trade Center. No, I don't think so. Okay. Well, we're not looking into that. We're just going to assume it. Don't call us with this nonsense anymore.
The one that was kind of cool is yesterday, I think it was, I don't know what lake it was in California, but the water levels were down so low, they figured out a plane wreck from 1960.
No kidding.
They went down and had the equipment going, and the guy all of a sudden picks up the tail of the plane, the Cessna.
Jeez, doesn't seem like...
Fully intact.
And just in a lake?
Yeah.
We've had technology to go get stuff out of lakes.
I guess it's really deep. And the water level is down so much that they didn't have
it. We found the Titanic.
Yeah, but
nobody looked too hard for this plane. Rally up
the Titanic equipment for that plane.
Nobody cared about him.
Yeah, 1960.
So now we do? We had to wait for global warming to reveal this guy's death.
Yeah.
It's like William Shatner when his wife drowned. He called 9/11. I have to tell you, my wife is in the bottom of the pool. All right, you have to dive in and get her, sir. She's in the very deep end. It's like 11 feet.
But, you know, and the other thing is...
That's a full story
exactly
of a building.
That's where it was.
11 feet?
The plane just disappeared.
Wow.
So it could have been nobody a bunch thought of different locations.
Nobody liked the guy flying that thing. They didn't look
That's true.
He could be here. He could be there. Whatever. We'll wait till the lakes drain themselves. Nobody looked.
My people are getting a little nervous with all these lakes getting a little low in the water.
The Italians are. Told you, I growing up in Cedar Lake, Indiana, my uncle owned a boathouse. And as he discovered through cleaning up the attic that it used to be Al Capone's.
Oh, wow.
And it's, 45-minute drive tops from downtown Chicago. And they used to hide out there at Cedar Lake. And he didn't know that Capone would set dudes up in this boathouse. And because Monticello, at the end of Casino where they're beaten up, that's the true story was in Monticello, which is a few minutes south of where I grew up. Because those mobsters used to use Indiana.
It's a dumping ground.
So Cedar Lake had this weird thing in the 70s and 80s where all the fish were washing up dead. Another place called Lake Dale down the road, same thing. They've got a cancer cluster. So they're like, they go, all the fish are on the shore and stuff. There's newspaper articles about this to this day. And all these kind Italians came in because they're like, we're going to swamp and drain the lakes. We're going to see what we can do with this. Cedar Lake's too big to drain, but they were going to dredge it. And all of a sudden, these Chicago businessmen show up and go, you ain't dredging nothing. We're going to do it.
You know what a pain that
we
is?
We got this.
We got this. And they did. They sampled it and they fixed whatever was going on.
Found no bodies either, I'm sure. Yeah.
They were going to dredge that lake. You don't go anywhere near Cedar Lake's depths. That's not happening. And the fish were suddenly better. There's no more dead fish on the shores, and Lake Dale's better. The cancer cluster was over. Yeah, you guys showed up. But the second
they cured them, hey, this lake's fished out.
I've talked to the governor of Indiana, and we're going to dredge the bottom of the lake and take some samples. And
excuse me, this press conference just came to a quick and abrupt ending. We'll do that.
It's all good, but what the hell do I know? Just keep dredging.
An Italian in a lab coat. I'm going to take some samples myself. And we'll find out what's going on with your fishies. This is not a good thing. And they went down there and did it themselves and fixed the lake. Like, it was better. Nobody's talked
that's
about
how
it
we
since.
Roll.
Yeah. And the governor and the mayor and all the people were like,
well, that's very nice of you.
They paid for everything. Don't worry about it. Don't even use state funds for this silliness. We'll take care of it.
Gambino,
Carmella are going to take care of the entire thing.
Is that a law firm of some sort?
It's a science lab.
It's something like
that. It's something like that. You just stay away while we do a thing. And all they did probably was just get a pool guy, put a knife on his throat, say, chlorinate the lake.
Bring water in from somewhere else.
Fix it. Make it so the fishies are all right. Put some of them drops like you're doing in an aquarium. Yeah, and people swim and do whatever they want. There's a lot of secrets in the bottom.
Hell, Jimmy Hoffa may show up now.
He's probably down there. I wouldn't be surprised. That place, and as you find out, there's loads of them. And it's the least of our concerns. I don't know if you guys saw the itinerary. Biden and Putin are meeting right now. Do you see what they're talking about?
4-hour session.
See what they're talking about? One of the things on the list? I think it was fourth. You got the cyber stuff.
Yeah.
All the things that were like, we think you're messing with we think you got hackers. You guys have to be better about this, be better about that. There's some things going on in the region where we got a couple Marines they're holding hostage. Number four, what's the deal with the UFOs? They're going to talk about UFOs. And because we've determined, some representative came out yesterday and said, this UFO thing isn't Russia or China. The stuff we're seeing, if they had it, they'd have taken over the United States already. Because the stuff, and this is from a congressman who's like, yeah, I've seen it. It defies the laws of physics and gravity, and we've got plenty of them. If Russia and China had that, we'd be under their control. So basically announcing we're nowhere near that technology right now.
You got it? No. We got no.
So they're basically going to discuss.
It's Hydra.
We have to discuss in today's meeting. Everybody's like, oh, this is all about cyber warfare. And all. No, it's about like, what are we going to do when they come? I think that's what this is really about. We can sit and, saber rattle all we want. I'm going to be tough to Russia. And they're going to think, yeah, we're going to be tough to those Americans. They're sitting in a room scared to death. Like, I don't know what to do. They're here. We're talking way too much UFO stuff. The fact that it was on their itinerary and announced to us. And then a slight, small discussion about what to do when the UFO people come.
Call Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, exactly. We have to get that.
And Randy Quaid.
Mac
and
compatible.
Will Pullman.
Yeah. Yep. Putin and Biden.
Control.
Control, Alt, Delete. That's what I think we should be doing. But, okay. UFOs? Anyone? No? I don't know. It's going to be a thing. So it's on the list publicly. Not even an aside like, all right, we don't talk about this publicly. You guys know about the UFO thing, right? It's on their itinerary. Here's what we're talking about today. And the UFO is one of the big ones. And something's going on. I don't want to be Don Quixote here or Chicken Little. But
we'll come out of that. We need to do something. We need $2 trillion.
I don't care how much they need, Brady. I want them to have this. I'm not going to go all Brady tight pockets right now. If they're asking for $2 trillion to fight the UFOs, I'm in. I don't want to welcome UFO. I don't want to welcome these beasts with open arms. What are we, idiots? It's like bears. Hey, it's the Indians who sat and said, hey, you guys seem nice. Here's some turkey and a nice corn on the cob. And the next thing you know, these invaders took over everything.
Now Space Force doesn't look so stupid, does it?
No.
I told you guys. Look, I was trying to be honest about this. God damn it, I was right about the vaccine. I told you about Juneteenth. And now this. But I'm the asshole.
Me.
Me. Okay, I'm the asshole. I get it. I'm the asshole. By the way, it's my birthday today. Nobody sent me a thing.
Don Jr. did.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, he's the asshole. And, the people who have hated him for a long time are like, God damn it. He might have been right about the UFOs come. You know, he's not going to. He's going to
have Space Force.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not helping. I'm not helping. I'm going to tell him where you are.
I'm going to go on their side.
I'm going to be with them. Hey, UFO guys, I welcome my overlords. Look, I tried to tell them. They were dicks to me. We got to start a Space Force. Space Force. Asshole!
Can you believe this guy?
I'm telling you guys, I've seen the footage.
Asshole!
Okay, whatever.
And now all the congressmen, and now Putin and Biden are in a room together right now, probably at this very moment, talking about the UFOs.
We need to join together and create a Space Force.
The last guy had the idea right about Space Force, but you all called him an asshole.
I can't stand it.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's just he's an asshole. If he was less of a Twitter asshole, we might have had a plan for these UFOs, but now all of a sudden everybody talks about it. It's easy.
Two steps back.
Yeah. But if you look, here's the topics for today's summit. Got to take care of this cyber warfare thing. And also, what are we going to do about these physics-defying, gravity-defying UFO people.
After the UFO talk, it's like, why are you shirtless so often?
Right. Here, by the way, UFOs don't go looking for other planets unless something's wrong with theirs. Just like us.
That's the new working
theory. We say it all the time. We're looking to see if we could inhabit Mars someday.
Right.
Why? We need a secondary place because we're screwing this one up? Is that what? So that's exactly what, like, they're ahead of us. If they've got that kind of technology, I don't want them here yet. I want them to crash their boat. We learn technology and jump ahead light speed. But I don't want anything to do with them.
They've built a couple of cool things.
I'm not about E.T., man. If E.T. would have shown up in my house, he would have been headless. Elliot couldn't hit him in my closet.
I'm touching
for
that
a day.
Finger.
I'm chopping that goddamn finger off and I'm putting something right through that thing's chest.
Ouch.
You're goddamn right, ouch. Go home.
Treat him like right. Bennett in the end of Commando, just with a big pole right through him.
I'd have sliced his ass up. I'd have tasted him, too. I'd have had a cookout.
Let off some steam, Bennett.
That's right.
He wouldn't have made it in my all dressed up.
Wow, church, Elliot, home.
I'll send your ass home. You're going to meet Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're meeting him. Ellie, you ain't living in my house. Because you know what's happening. You got an alien in your house. More are coming to look for him. And that's exactly what went down.
That is such an American thought, too. I'd kill the aliens
if
they came
down. Slaughter that mother.
They got no chance. They got no chance.
What do you mean
me?
That's an American thing? That's worldwide. A smart person. A smart person kills an alien. A dummy welcomes him into the house.
Smart person thinking you can kill an alien.
You're a jackass. You can't fly to Australia. You can't even go to India without being vaccinated and quarantined for 14 days.
If it bleeds, you can kill it.
Bringing their diseases.
Oh, I'm not saying not to kill it. I'm saying the bravado of thinking you can kill an alien.
I could have killed E.T. so fast. It would have been ridiculous. Your head would have spun.
It seemed like an easy kill.
He's
an
easy
kill. You'd have to catch him off guard.
He was a pussy.
E.T. was a pussy.
Come on. It wasn't like the alien Sigourney Weaver was fighting or anything like that.
Exactly, and that's what they're like.
Yeah.
Don't trust him. Don't trust him.
But he's being real nice.
Of course he's being nice. Did you watch Mars Attacks?
Almost didn't make it home.
That's true. Right. Thank God for the speaking
spell. And who were the bad guys? The smart people. Harrison Ford, who wanted to get E.T. into a lab and investigate what the hell's going on. Does he have a tracker on him? Because the others are coming. He might be the sweet one. That's what coyotes do. Coyotes go and play with your dogs while the other ones sit back and go, all right, they're comfortable. Get in there. You've seen a coyote? They befriend your dog. They're like, hey, buddy. They'll sit and fence play with
play for a little
hey,
bit.
This is fun. And the next thing you know, because you're easy prey. They make friends. They kill. That's what the aliens are going to do. Oh, I'd have sliced up E.T. so fast.
Might be worth a friendship for a while.
Not for me. I was the only kid in the theater screaming, kill it, Elliot, kill it. Kids are crying. Kill that thing. Dumb finger. I mean, E.T.'s a great movie, don't get me wrong, but it ain't realistic. Not even close. And you tell your mom.
That bike ride at the end.
What an irresponsible mother. Sure, it was sweet, but you know what he's been doing? Let him fly over to that cemetery, slice his ass up, and put him in the ground and burn him.
When we're on the ground.
Yeah, one, yeah, oh, yeah, you got to take advantage first of his skills. Yeah, you're not going to kill him in the air. That's just dumb.
What'd you do that for?
We're going down, everybody. Hopefully these twins have good shocks.
Look at the moon, though.
No, yeah. Well, they did. You know, they flew across the moon, and Neil Diamond wrote a song.
Oh, that's right. On your hard life. Kill that little bastard before his friends show up. The whole species is going to slaughter us all.
Yeah, I didn't buy the E.T. thing. But yeah, Putin and Biden, nobody's really bringing it up. But if you look deeper into it, something's going on. We got to get to Venus. Toot sweet for some reason. We're leaving stuff all over other planets real quick. We're done with the moon, which tells me that they're like, oh, the moon's, they know where that is.
It's no good.
They know it's no good to us.
We need water.
Get further away. We don't need water. Mars doesn't have any water. We're hoping it's got water. We're going to bring water.
That's what I'm saying.
There'll be 600-700 lucky people, but that's what I'm like. Putin
and
Biden.
You think when they said they
it.
Found water on Mars, you don't believe that? You don't buy it?
I know you're never going to see it.
Oh, I
it isn't for us.
Totally agree there.
The water is not for us. It's for the Putin Biden meetings. Okay, how many?
It's
how
for
many,
Matt Damon.
You get a plus one.
How long will a water supply last?
Basically, they're putting the list together of like who's going. Biden can't go.
Bezos.
He's too old. Bezos is going. Bezos' brother probably. That dude who spent $28 million.
Trump will get in there somehow. He has.
Of course, he's got the money.
He has to.
It'll be younger people though. Obama will probably get on the boat.
That's true.
But we're not going to see
Elon Musk will be up there.
Yeah, Elon will be the smart, the best
Elon
of the best.
Elon will fly his own Tesla
there.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're taking the best of the best to the next planet.
Okay.
Period.
DeGrasse Tyson?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's the navigator, I think.
Yeah.
He has
to. Show us how to get there.
It's the red one.
If you didn't
it's
know.
Also confusing, Neil.
Obama was that going one. Somewhere else. Yep. No, no, sir.
It's probably this one here. No, that's the moon. I've told you three times already. It's the red one. That one seems too far.
God
we're
damn
going
it, move.
To the red one. I don't want to drive that far. That's how come I'm driving, by the way?
Does Caitlin go?
I'm doing all the goddamn driving. No.
He's doing all the driving. What is it, driving Miss Daisy or what? I mean, come on.
Quiet down. Miss Daisy, we'll get you there. Obama, you're my best friend. Thanks, Miss Daisy. We're going to get you to Mars. There'll be no old people on that boat. Obama's even pushing it. It'll just be the greatest, the best of the best. All these
this
Instagrams.
Year's B champion.
I guarantee you, all this liberal woke nonsense disappears when we load up the who's going to Mars.
That's what I was
going to
say. We didn't name one woman.
No. We'll get a ton of women up there. Whoa, wow. That was another shot.
Man.
Man, oh, man. That'll be good.
He was on fire today.
Yes, he's bigoted and he's sexist. Yeah, we haven't named any women because we haven't gotten to that yet. But they'll be like when I say the best of the best, I'm talking about human beings. Women are included. This guy.
Good cover. Good cover.
No, I meant it. A couple of good ones. like really hot ones. Like Lana Rhodes is on there because we want to procreate.
It'll be like Moonraker. They're going to couple up. You know, they had
the Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you have to rebuild the human race.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I think is happening. Will it happen in our lifetime? But I know Toledo ain't going. You and your dad will have dinner before you'll end up on the moon.
Oh, God.
There's no way.
Hey, you got him.
No way. Toledo will be standing there going, but what about? I'm like, don't worry about it. You were never invited. You're okay used to that. Abandonment. Just watch the thing drive away and deal with it.
There goes another one.
Because you're standing here. None of us are good enough to go. They're not going to have some radio show tag along. Best and the brightest. That's all that's going. People who know how to build stuff. I can't even hang a picture. I'm out. And I'm fine with that. But when the aliens come, I'm going to be alien food. They don't have any tactical black for that. Those guys show up. We don't know what
they never know.
18 arms, and we'll try it. But I'm going to put up a little bit of a fight. But after once I see them like kind of popping people in half with their mind thoughts, I'm like, all right.
Ack, ack.
Just forget it.
That stick touches you and you're just jelly.
Yeah, what is that thing? Evaporate skeletons.
Oh, the smell.
It evaporates skeletons in the bag. Great. Yeah, puddle me. Puddle me fast. I'll get in line for that before a vaccine. And you know who'd get hit first? Chris Paul, just to screw up my tickets. Anyway. But yeah, fourth on the list I saw this morning. Itinerary. Alien invasion.
Now I want to take a look at the list.
Yeah, I want to see what number five was. Yeah, I mean, what?
Number five, sewer issues.
Where do you go after that?
Crimea? I don't know. Well, you guys got to leave some of these other. It seems pointless to even have more talk. But they're going to close with UFO speak. Because we have eliminated Russia from the technology pool to say that these are their things.
I love how the agenda has to, you know, does it stay to the agenda? What if they get, you know what?
Do they
we
drift
got
off?
Really long on topic three. Next time we'll talk about the UFOs.
Yeah.
Because that's how meetings work.
I don't
think
we should table that. I think that should have been one. Number one, alien invaders.
We done here?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, we went over. It's not like you know, pardon the interruption, Brady. They don't have a clock on each one. It's like we're running out of time. We'll get to that tomorrow. Yeah, they're talking about UFOs, so there it is. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
All right, the wake-up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Need anything for getting the bike ready to roll for the season? Head on over there. Best wrenches in town. They got all the parts, all the accessories you can need. Check them out on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. And Aerosmith Loving an Elevator came up here. Van Halen, Somebody Get Me a Doctor for Chris Paul.
Yes.
Slipknot, Mushroomhead, Judas Priest, Avatar.
Ooh, I like that new Pantera.
Calabrese. Which one is it?
Cemetery Games.
Type? Yeah, Cemetery Games. Yeah. Oh, it was a great.
That's for the Suns.
Bert Convy hosted that in the 80s. Great show.
That's for the Suns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Megadeth, Trivium.
Let's do it. It's one of my favorite Van Halen songs anyway. Somebody Get Me a Doctor for Chris Paul. Immediately. Get him a hydrochloroquine. Get him whatever it takes. Load him full. Double up on vaccines. Is that what I think it is?
Oh, you know it is.
Fire it off. This is my killing music. This is my slaughter song. Neil wrote this about E.T.
I want you to stay next time.
Neil was so moved by the movie, he wrote a song after it came out about it.
Oh, sometimes the world ain't kind. Get lost like
but don't listen to Neil Diamond. Because E.T. needed to be killed the
just
first thing.
Made a friend.
Don't make friends. Such a terrible advice.
Man, he was so lucky to have that hair.
Why?
If he was bald then, his hits wouldn't have worked.
You don't think
that
so?
That glorious it was hair.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him?
Neil Diamond live?
Yeah.
No.
I saw the America West in the early 90s.
Any good?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I watched the thing on PBS where he tried to kiss one of the people in the crowd and the lady pulled away and he pulled her head in and did it anyway.
Oh, man.
I was just so surprised in between songs after he would say thank you after he sang it because the women there are going crazy. Yeah. But how high his voice was in between songs. Thank you!
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Thank you! Okay.
That's true.
And he was sporting those Hager stretch knits.
I don't think you saw Neil Diamond impersonator, and he was just lip syncing the song. You were at a drag bar, Brady.
Nope, it was him.
Neil Diamond was walking down the strip in Vegas. $5 for a picture, bro.
That's it.
I'm Neil Zirconium. Thanks for coming today. I don't believe you. Neil Blood Diamond, as I've always called him. What up, Neil Blood Diamond?
Boy, that song is horrible.
It's great. Are you kidding
me? No, it's horrible.
Oh, it is. It's a terrible message, too.
Thank you.
Befriend. That did not occur. Brady was not at a Neil Diamond show. Neil Diamond's voice is not high.
No, but he was yelling it very high. In between songs.
What was he yelling for? In a microphone.
I'm like, why do you have to say thank you after every song?
Michael McDonald, when I saw
good,
him,
dude, but.
Would say, I'm going to play another song. I'm like, of course you are. Every song.
And then
thank
Garth
you.
Brooks.
I'm going to play another song. Oh, don't even get started about it.
Let's see if I can find
standing
Neil
ovation
alive.
After every song.
Don't bother with the Neil. If you're going to research Brady's nonsense, it's a waste of time. Brady did not go see Neil Diamond.
I did.
No, you didn't. You saw a Filipino transvestite dressed up as a woman as Neil Diamond, lip syncing, and then saying, thank you. It didn't happen. I've heard him speak. He doesn't have a squeaky voice.
He was just excited.
Is that a Neil Diamond impersonator?
No, I think this is real Neil.
Not so sure.
There I am.
There's Brady.
In 76 at the Greek Theater, huh? Okay.
Brady's 8th birthday present. To hit the Greek and see Neil. What a prolific songwriter this guy was.
Yeah.
All the monkey songs that were worth a crap he wrote. Neil Diamond, what's wrong?
I'll find the end
we'll
of the song and see
I'm
if it's a
thank you.
No, he didn't. He didn't do that. Not how Neil did stuff. Don't break it.
Just telling you.
No.
Oh, I think we're at the end of the song here.
Damn. Oh. Like, what am I waiting for?
I will find it. We'll find it. I got to find his thank you. Nothing, Brady.
Nothing, Brady.
That's 76.
But his voice would have gotten deeper. Your voice doesn't get higher.
I'm so happy to be here.
Your voice gets deeper as you get older. You saw something other than Neil Diamond. There's no way you went and saw Neil Diamond squeaking.
I was in a suite.
Right into Sweet Caroline. The Red Sox
and every ruined. Boston moron out there was going, yeah, Neil!
Yeah. Idiots wrecked that beautiful song.
I can't begin to notice. Wicked Pod! Look, I'll never sing this song again.
Thank you!
One.
Great. Sing it with me!
Touching on.
I like when he gets sexy, though, because he's not a sexy man. Sing the stuff from Yentl, that's what I say. Or jazz singer, whatever it was.
One of those Jew
One
movies,
of those Jew
right?
movies that he did. Yeah, that's what I was like. I confused Yentl in his Jew movie.
Fiddler on the Roof.
One of those Neil was part of, right? Anyway. Idiot.
Thank you.
It didn't happen.
I was really taken aback by how terrible his voice was.
Brady, you heard yourself going,
thank you! Thank you, Neil! Who's doing that? It's bothering me.
Somebody shut this lady in the front row up.
I'm a boy.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.